USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gas line carrying liquid nitrogen ruptured at a poultry processing plant in Georgia on Thursday morning, killing 6 people and injuring 11 others. It happened Thursday morning at Foundation Food Group plant in Gainesville, Georgia. Witnesses say there was no explosion and appears that nitrogen merely overtook oxygen levels. A Navy warship docked in San Diego is contending with a COVID-19 outbreak. Officials confirmed that some members aboard the USS Chaffee, which arrived in San Diego from Hawaii last weekend, have tested positive for the virus. 41 of the ship's 350 crew members are in quarantine with either a positive diagnosis or possible exposure. None have been hospitalized. In-person classes in Chicago for pre-kindergarten and special education students were canceled again on Thursday as labor disputes between teachers and school officials over the district's COVID-19 safety plan remains unresolved. USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.